there's another fella called, this is in Germany now, he's called Knecht Ruprecht, which means kind of, he's like a farmhand, Rupert. And he wears fur all over his body. And at Christmas Eve in some areas, the children are actually called to the door. And they have to either perform like a party trick, say a poem or a song or whatever, or else say their prayers for Knecht Ruprecht and St. Nicholas. And if they perform badly, they're beaten by Knecht Ruprecht because he carries a big long switch, a long stick with him, and he beats the children. If they've been particularly bad, or if they perform particularly badly, again, they're put into Knecht Ruprecht's sack and they're taken away. Either to his home in the Black Forest to be eaten later, or else, if he's not particularly hungry, he might just toss them in the nearest river.
Jenny, Mike.
When I was 4 and a half, I said the F word.
I know, Michael's.
He lost my mum's key of the house.
And he didn't find it.
Was there a lot of trouble?
Yeah, and I said I knew where it was, and I did.
My sister's about 11 years older than me, and she's saying the little boy that Santa Claus forgot my brother every year just to annoy him.
He's the little boy that Santa Claus forgot, and goodness knows he didn't want a lot.
The bike was always the top prize, you know?
It broke his little heart when he found Santa hadn't come. In the street, he envies all those lucky boys.
We were all always just jealous of the guy who got the bike, though. Yeah. I never got a bike. It's terrible. I'm still hoping.
The little boy that Santa Claus forgot.
From Christmas Eve to Christmas, it's considered very magical, and that is the night where all the animals can talk. So you're not allowed to wake up at all, especially if you have pets, because that is a magical night and you might hear them talking, and that is a very bad sign.
What country are you from?
Lithuania.
In Italy, you've got a really interesting woman, and she comes by broom. She's an old woman riding a broomstick, and she wears a shawl. And she's dressed in black, but she also gets covered in soot because she comes down the chimney as well. And she'll visit all the children, and she'll fill their socks with sweets and presents. And she sweeps the floor with the broom before she leaves. But if you haven't been good, she might leave some coal. And if you stay awake and see her, you might get a whack from her broomstick because she doesn't like to be seen.
And did you ever worry about waking up and seeing him?
Oh, all the time. All the time, yeah. He used to come down and say, oh, what, if he's still in the sitting room? And my father used to say, oh, I'll go in and check first. And these are the same. Day daddy checks to see he's gone, doesn't he?
I have vivid memories of it. Three or four of us coming down, halfway down the stair, and it was a case of which one of us kind of was brave enough to take that. The first step and be the first one to open the door and go in the room. But it was a case of having it, because when you had all these other brothers, you had to make sure that, well, hold on, I'm getting my presents, I don't want you opening.
Oh, they could take your presents.
Oh, bloody sure. once the wrappers were off them, you could never turn around and say, well, hold on, that was mine. Because you didn't know, because you never knew what the surprises was. So it was a case of, oh, hold on a second. Once you heard a bit of a noise and you could hear one of them up, that was it, the whole lot up.
There's one woman, an ogress, a monster who lives up in the mountains in Iceland. Her name is Grýla. And this Grýla has a big rake of children, 12 or 13, all boys, and they're called the Yule Lads. And they'd steal things. One of them would steal candles, another one would steal meat. So they're stealing from the whole family. But they also used to hang out with a Yule cat. And this Yuletide cat would devour children who didn't get new clothes in time for Christmas.
That's great.
And actually, in 1746, there was a decree issued in Iceland forbidding parents and adults from using Grilla and the Yule Lads to scare children.
No. Yeah. Why are we not learning about the good things now? Because we finished all the bad things.
My mother would often say you'd get nothing, but it always came.
Because Santi defied your mother.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? So your mummy would be giving out, but Santi would be nice to you.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Oh, what about you? What was
no, your... I got a train set after you chuffed where I was, you know.
Were you?
Oh, God, I couldn't believe it.
And were there bold children in school that you thought, oh, they should get coal?
Oh, man. Everybody got their presents. Santi always came through.
All over Italy, a lot of children these days will get sweets, but one of the sweets will be black. That's because nobody's good all year round.
These are doubles here. It's like little coal nuggets. They're great for maybe thrown on top of a fire or something like that, you know.
So when you were a kid, were you ever threatened with Santi bringing you something that wasn't toys?
I was always threatened with the coal, the lumps of coal, all right, yeah. I was, yeah.
I know you
probably, probably every Christmas I was.
And did the coal ever arrive?
It did, actually, yeah. The end of my bed one morning. And but then, all joking aside, he brought me down. I got the real present, so I was happy enough.
But that was your parents messing with that. Santi had really come, had he?
Santi had really come, yeah.
Do you ever remember what kind of coal it was?
If it wasn't the coal we were selling now, it was much worse coal than that now. I can guarantee you that. Santa Claus is coming.